From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled, What's Wrong with the World and How God Will Fix It, the 11th in a series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 19 through 23, where the Apostle Paul shows that not only human beings, but the entire created world has been affected by sin in the wake of Adam's fall. Because of this, God's originally perfect creation is now in a state of degradation. Yet, the text speaks of the creation expecting or longing for redemption, release from the curse. There is a day coming in which God has promised to make all things new, a day when the creation will be emancipated and brought once again into a state of perfection. In the light of this, believers ought to look away from the world and look unto Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Rest is a Gift. The text is Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We who are saved find rest in Jesus. Those who are not saved will receive rest if they come to him, for here he promises to give it. Nothing can be freer than a gift. Let us gladly accept what he gladly gives. You are not to buy it, nor to borrow it, but to receive it as a gift. You labor under the lash of ambition, covetousness, lust, or anxiety. He will set you free from this iron bondage and give you rest. You are laden, yes, heavy laden with sin, fear, care, remorse, fear of death. But if you come to him, he will unload you. He carried the crushing mass of our sin, that we might no longer carry it. He made himself the great burden bearer, that every heavy laden one might cease from bowing down under the enormous pressure. Jesus gives rest. It is so. Will you believe it? Will you put it to the test? Will you do so at once? Come to Jesus by quitting every other hope, by thinking of him, believing God's testimony about him, and trusting everything with him. If you thus come to him, the rest which he will give you will be deep, safe, holy, and everlasting. He gives a rest which develops into heaven, and he gives it this day to all who come to him.
Jesus, I am resting, resting.
Amen.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
Do not be hiding behind what you know to be a Christless, meaningless profession of religion that's enough to keep people off your back or preachers off your case, but you know will never stand the test of the judgment day. There's a day coming for the unveiling of the sons of God. That day, we are told in verse 21, will be a day of glorious liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God, the children of God. Glorious liberty is literally the liberty of glory. What a day that's going to be. It's called the adoption. I mean, all that is included in being among God's children will be known and experienced. It's called the redemption of the body. As time permits, we'll come back to that description. For the moment, what I'm saying is, this is what we earnestly expect. We read the earnest expectation. You can be grateful that's a Greek word that it's translating. It's not an English word you've got to get your tongue round every day. It's a word of 12 letters and various component parts. It's a word that has the idea of stretching the head out from the neck or from the body, stretching it out there, putting the head out there, trying to get a glimpse of something, trying to see something. Stretching out the head to see. This is the idea of expectancy, anticipation, eagerness. We eagerly expect. Yet, you know, we read that and the question comes again. Where are the Christians who are eagerly expecting the coming of the Lord? Where are the Christians who are eagerly expecting meeting with the Savior? Oh no, we're so busy. We have dollars and cents to make. We have bills to pay. We have school papers to prepare. We have work to do. Blow the whole out of it. If it turns your eyes from Christ. Now don't you students go home and tell your professors, I told you to blow the whole out of it. I put an if in there. And that if is all important, especially if you... I'm looking in a certain direction, or a student of mine. There's a very big if. What I'm saying is these things ought not to come between us and the Lord. We serve the Lord in all these situations. We're looking unto Jesus, but we're not only looking unto Jesus, we're looking for Him. I don't know when He's coming. I could tell you when He's not coming. It will not be in any of the days and dates that those idiotic people who say they've seen God on His throne and angels lighting on their shoulder and the Lord coming and sitting on the settee beside them to tell them the date. I can tell you that's certainly not going to be it. Because the Bible tells me that will not be it. I don't know when He's coming. But I know He's coming. This is the blessed hope. I know He's coming. There was a time in the early church, and I stop to think of this, they were 2,000 years further removed from the coming of the Lord than we are. And yet, in the early church, they were constantly looking forward to the coming of the Lord. Constantly looking forward to it. There was an eagerness. And Paul says here, not only that, but the whole creation. All the creaks and the groans of this world that Isaiah says at a time will be reeling like a drunken man. All the creaks and the groans of a universe that's running down are simply the expressions of the inanimate creation as it's crying for the coming of the Savior. Eagerly expecting. Oh, that we could catch a glimpse of it. That's the idea of the word. Oh, that tonight would stretch out the head. I don't want to play too much in etymology. You know, etymology, it's not the study of bugs. It's the study of how words are made up and the roots from which they come. So get the difference between etymology and entomology. I'm not talking about bugs tonight. I'm talking about words. And listen, you can't build a doctrine on etymology, but sometimes it's very interesting. The first part of this word expectation, earnest expectation, this, it's from, it's the idea of, obviously you're going to stretch your neck, you're getting away from here. I have a very difficult time stretching my neck, my four chins get in the way, but it's a little difficult. But you know what it is when you're stretching the neck. It's not too much to say if you're going to be looking out there and looking for the Lord, you've got to look away from other things. Before there's a looking for, there's a looking from. And oh, that we would get this etymology straight in our hearts and get our heads away from there and toward there. That's the idea. Get your head away from that and get your head toward there. Stretch it out. Catch a glimpse. Catch a glimpse of the coming of the Savior. The whole creation waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. You know, Ephesians 3 tells me a marvelous thing. Really is amazing. The Lord Jesus Christ is, and I'm explaining, I'm not quoting. But the Lord Jesus Christ, this picture is gathering the whole creation of angels around him. All the principalities and powers. Angels, archangels, thrones and dominions. He gathers them all around them. And he's going to show them his greatest glory. He's going to demonstrate to them his greatest power. He's going to show them himself in the fullness of his accomplishment. This is why you should praise me. What does he show them? He shows them the sons of God. He doesn't create another galaxy. A word would do that. So what? I do not make little of the creation act. The heavens do declare the glory of God. But when Jesus shows to the angels the greatest reason for their praise, he reveals the sons of God. I want to tell you, that's the crowd I want for my crowd. You can keep the world. You can keep the world's company. You can keep all the world's geniuses, all the world's rich men, all the world's businessmen, all the world's entertainers. You can keep the whole lot of them. Without Christ, they'll all perish. This is the crowd I want. A revelation of the sons of God. This is the fullness of their adoption. This is the full glorification. At the moment, we're told, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. What does that mean? Well, we have the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 1:14 tells us that the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. He is the down payment of glory. How does Paul put it to the Colossians in Colossians 1? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The first installment of heaven is the indwelling of the Spirit of God. And he says the Holy Ghost is the earnest. He's the down payment. He's there for the guarantee of glory. The earnest of our inheritance until. It doesn't say unto. But we're not talking about time here.
Should I say, it's not until, it's unto. It's the idea of bringing us to that. It's not a matter of time. He's not the earnest just until that point of time. That's not the idea. He is the earnest of our inheritance to conduct us infallibly to that point. The redemption of the purchased possession. You see, Christ has already purchased his people. Christ has already possessed his people. They're purchased and they're possessed. But there's coming a day when the redemption will be complete. In our experience, this is our hope. But it's the hope of the world. The third thing Paul talks about follows right on, and that's the emancipation of the creation. In verse 21, it's delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, I'm not really going to expound. I'm simply going to read you God's word. You see, Christ's redemption purchased a glorious future for his people, but it purchased a glorious future for the whole world. For the very earth itself, for the cosmos, for the created universe. I have theories here that I'm very tempted to go into, for I like them. I like my theories. But I'm not going to go into them because I can't prove them. I've been fascinated for a long time by questions that have been asked. I remember years ago, we were in Canterbury, in England, Canterbury Cathedral. Very, very famous place in English church history. And we were there protesting that they were having a Roman Catholic priest or bishop or somebody there to desecrate the church with the blasphemy of the Mass. And remember this? Yeah, I love these fellows, really. You have to love them. But it's very hard to do sometimes. 16-year-old know-it-all. You know, I know everything. And public school boy. Now, you've got to understand, public school in Britain is the most private of schools. Public school is not your state school. Public school is the top of the line. I say all that to tell you because I went to a public school, you see. So, I'll let you kiss my ring and my foot on the way out. And he posed me the question, you know, the meaninglessness of all this. I mean, if this story of the gospel is true and God sent his son into the world to save this people in this world, I mean, this world is so small. It's like a grain of sand in this vast universe. Why is the universe so big? Therefore, it doesn't make any sense. Well, I have theories that I have in my mind, perhaps why. I don't know what the Lord is going to do, but I want to tell you, if I can imagine some of it, it's absolutely nothing to what the Lord is going to do. Just remember, the Lord's not finished with this old universe yet. In fact, he's only beginning. He's going to revamp it, renovate it. And that has been purchased by the blood of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.